Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, Director General Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury has warned India against weaponizing water, saying it could unleash consequences that echo for generations, as New Delhi threatens to halt the flow of Indus River waters amid rising tensions. Speaking in an interview with Arab News, DGISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury cautioned that any move by India to block Pakistan's water would cross a red line. "It is some madman who can think that he can stop water of 240 million plus people of this country," he said. "I hope that time doesn't come, but it will be such actions that the world will see and the consequences of that we will fight for years and decades to come. Nobody dares stop water of Pakistan." The sharp remarks come in the wake of India's unilateral suspension of the decades-old Indus Waters Treaty last month, following a deadly attack on tourists in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eochk, which New Delhi blamed on Pakistan, a claim Islamabad has categorically denied. Since then, the region has once again been pushed to the brink. In early May, India launched a barrage of cross-border strikes, not only across the line of control, LOC, but also into Pakistan's mainland, claiming it was targeting militant hideouts. Pakistan hit back, targeting 26 Indian military sites before a U.S.-brokered ceasefire brought operations to a halt on May 10. However, calm has remained fragile. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's declaration this week that India would cut off Indus waters flowing into Pakistan has reignited fears of escalation. For Islamabad, such a move is tantamount to an act of war. Despite the ceasefire, the DGISPR maintained that Pakistan remains committed to peace, but with eyes wide open. "Pakistan Armed Forces are a professional armed forces and we adhere to the commitments that we make, and we follow in letter and spirit the instructions of the political government and the commitments that they hold," he said. As far as Pakistan Army is concerned, this ceasefire will hold easily and there have been confidence-building measures and communication between both sides, he added. Since the truce, both nations have accused each other of ceasefire violations, a familiar back-and-forth that risks tipping the balance yet again. Chowdhury stressed that Pakistan's response has been proportionate and precise. "If any violation occurs, our response is always there, but it is only directed at those posts in those positions from where the violations of the ceasefire happen. We never target the civilians. We never target any civil infrastructure." The DGISPR revealed that India lost 6 aircraft, including French-built Rafales and a Mirage 2000, as well as a prized Russian-made S-400 air defense system, during the four-day exchange. Earlier reports had put the number at 5, but Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif confirmed the 6th loss this week.